Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Shelley Smith, Executive Director of Buckner East Texas, and Wendy Roebuck, Regional Director of Foster Care and Adoption for Buckner East Texas. And that is our topic for today. Buckner East Texas, part of Buckner International, which we'll also talk about during the show. In any event, and maybe a little late to the party here, good morning, Shelley and Wendy. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Shelley, you visited with us before, and Wendy, welcome. It'll be great to have you with us visiting this morning. Let's start off by, because this is maybe the third or fourth show we've done with Buckner and Buckner International over the years. There's always something new. Of course, we're going to be hitting the considerations you're taking during the pandemic. Tell us, though, just an overview for starters about Buckner International and Buckner International programming in the Longview area.
Buckner International, we're a faith-based nonprofit ministry. We're dedicated to transforming the lives of vulnerable children, families, and senior adults. You know, Buckner was founded in 1879 by Father R.C. Buckner, which is, of course, where we get our name.
Mm-hmm.
We have programs and services across Texas, in Mexico, Central America, and Kenya. But in Longview, we have we offer five different programs that services children all the way to senior adults.
And you've been in Longview since 1992, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's move on with the actual Buckner International programs in Longview, just the basics. And there are five of them: Buckner Family Hope Center, Buckner Family Pathways, Buckner Foster Care and Adoption, and then your Project Hopes and Westminster Place projects, Westminster Place being the senior living community. The Buckner Family Hope Center, starting off with that, you tell us that that strengthens families to decrease the likelihood of abuse, neglect, and removal of children. If you can kind of go into a brief description of how that works.
Well, the Family Hope Center offers a variety of services. So we offer curriculum and classes, and we also offer family coaching, where we have a staff member, a family coach, dedicated to one parent or family unit that works with them to help them work through challenges and struggles, and helps them assess what they need to be full circle with their family and be sustainable. And then part of that is offering the classes that we offer, which is Nurturing Parenting, English as a Second Language. We offer Faith and Finances to help with financial stability. We also offer a program called Jobs for Life. And so the Family Hope Center is really, it's an opportunity to get families strengthened so that they are sustainable and just happy and successful.
Okay, before we go any further, the phone number is 903-757-9383, and that's the phone number for all of the services that Buckner East Texas offers. Website, buckner.org/Longview, and a lot of information on that website that we hope people will research to learn more about how they can get involved in whatever way they feel that they need to get involved. Also, before we go any further, how do people typically connect with you? Do they hear about you? Are they recommended? Are there court orders involved? I guess there are court orders involved when we get down to foster care and adoption, but, you know, just in general, how do people usually connect with Buckner Longview?
There are a variety of ways. Just as you've mentioned, some of our services can be court ordered. A lot of our participants in Project Hopes are court ordered, and of course with foster care and adoption, and Wendy can get into a lot of detail about that. But others are just referrals and information that's spread throughout the community about who we are and the services that we provide. It's word of mouth and referrals from past participants in our programs.
Talking about the Family Hope Centers again, I wanted to draw attention to some of the things that I noticed on your website when I was doing a little bit of research ahead of time. And one thing that kind of jumps out at me, families learn care and respect for self and others. They discover talents and opportunities. As a result, families break poverty cycles through education and jobs, and they become servant leaders, which is a term that I've become rather fond of over the last few years through my work at the radio station and what I do in the community. And to me, that just really kind of sums it all up. You welcome everybody with love and respect. Share the gospel through Christ-like behavior. People can read all of that on the website, and I won't go into a whole lot of detail about it right here, but I just thought it was worth mentioning. Now, Buckner Family Pathways, this is specifically targeted to single-parent families, I believe?
Yes, it is. It's designed to provide low-cost housing for single parents who are getting their education and meeting their educational goals to be self-sufficient.
All righty. Designed to help single parents in crisis who need to care for their children and determine the next steps for their family's future. It sounds like this is really kind of a program for people who are kind of on the cusp of really maybe learning who they are and what they want to do with the rest of their lives and how they can incorporate their family into the whole picture. Would that be a pretty good summary of that?
It is. It's a very good description of the program. You know, we actually just had some residents graduate who were in the program for a little over 2 years and have graduated with their BSNs in nursing and have moved out and found, of course, that's a very fruitful job at the moment. And so they've been able to move out, find sustainable housing, and just provide a future for their children based on their success in this program and the resources that were offered.
Okay, very good. Shelley Smith and Wendy Roebuck with Buckner East Texas, based in Longview and part of an international ministry. International ministry has been around since 1879, been in the Longview area since 1992. Our guest this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims, and just looking down the laundry list of single parents in Texas, how they can find encouragement and more, including affordable housing, childcare, parenting skills, counseling, family coaching, and so much more. It's almost as if you walk in the door, maybe not literally during the pandemic, because I know you're doing practically everything virtually right now, but you either fire up that computer or walk in the door, and it just can really kind of open up a whole new world for people in a number of different ways. Wendy, I believe it's your turn. Buckner Foster Care and Adoption. Tell us a little bit about how that works, and I know there are some specific things that you want to discuss and some things coming up that you want to get into along those lines.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Buckner Foster Care and Adoption, we provide the training and resources needed to become a family to a child for a season through foster care for, like I said, for a season or for a lifetime by providing a forever family. And each child has their own case manager that comes to the house once a month. Each family has their own home developer that comes out quarterly. To check on the progress and to provide individualized training and support. We provide pre-service and ongoing training to help families we provide pre-service and ongoing training.
Sounded pretty smooth to me.
Help children.
Okay.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, it sounded pretty smooth to me. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize. So basically, we help the families help our children heal from trauma, because that's what children in foster care have experienced, is some sort of trauma, even with, you know, whether it be through their biological family and whatever happened in that situation, or just the fact that they're being removed from their entire life. I mean, these kids are losing their family members, they're losing their friends, they're losing their pets. And that's why it's so important for our local community to step up, is because we have kids in our area that are having to be sent, you know, hundreds of miles away because there aren't any available foster homes for them. We do have our pre-service training called Prepare to Care starting March 2nd. So a good way to find out more information about that is to either call the Longview office or get on Buckner.org.
All right, very good. And while we're at it, let's go ahead and give out that contact information again, Buckner.org or Buckner.org/Longview if you want to get specific about East Texas. I found that if you just go to Buckner.org, there's a lot of information on there, but Buckner.org/Longview is the best website to just really find out specifically what's happening in the Northeast Texas area. The phone number is 903-757-9383. Wendy, you tell us that as far as foster care and adoption, and we've learned about this from visiting with other fostering and adoption agencies that we've talked to over the years, including one in Tyler, the Fostering Collective, fairly recently, you accept families from all over Texas, and this gets into the area of what geographic area you cover, which is basically Gregg County and the surrounding area, but you do accept families from all over Texas. But there is a 100-mile radius consideration that is involved. And tell us a little bit about how that works. I guess it's all about keeping families as close together as possible, isn't it?
It is, and making sure our families have access to the resources that we have available. Depending on, you know, the family's ability to care for a child, what needs they can meet, and then how many children they have room for in their home. We hope it's for siblings.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's a matter of trying to place children within a 100-mile radius of the Longview-Gregg County area. Is that what it comes down to?
Not exactly. It's the families. Now, we can take kids from all over Texas.
Uh-huh.
So we might have children from the Dallas area in one of our homes, but as far as the homes that we have the ability to verify or to license, we keep that within a 100-mile radius or closer.
Okay. Does that work well for you? Do you feel that you're getting better results because you do make that extra effort to work within that 100-mile radius?
Well, I would have to say no. We generally, and I would think that any foster care agency would say this, we don't have enough families because we're still having to send our local kids out of region. So it helps. It definitely, lets us, you know, increase the demographic that we serve, but we're always going to be in need of loving foster families.
Okay. So that is kind of a call for people to look into this a little bit further, maybe get in touch with you if they think they might be interested in becoming foster parents or maybe even taking that extra step to adoption. And believe it goes without saying that you're always on the lookout for folks who can, who of course are qualified, who are going to make good foster parents or good adoptive parents, but you certainly want to hear from folks like that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And the way you can get in touch again, by phone, 903-757-9383. And you can also go on the website, Buckner.org/Longview. Great way to get more information and also to get in touch. John Sims, that's me. I'm hosting In Focus this morning, as I do almost every week. And our guests this morning are Shelley Smith and Wendy Roebuck from Buckner, East Texas. Again, nice to have you both with us today. Moving on to Buckner Project Hopes, and I see sort of maybe some intertwining of some of these programs here. It's as though everything really all kind of works together, because you tell us that Buckner Project Hopes educates parents on best practices for raising children, and I see some common ground between that and Buckner Family Hope Center and Buckner Family Pathways, but there I know are reasons that you have all these divided up into five different and distinct categories. So I guess, Shelley, if you can tell us a little bit about how Buckner Project Hopes works, who qualifies, and maybe a little bit about how or if it does intertwine with the other programs that you have to offer.
And absolutely, John, all of our programs generally intertwine in some way with each other. A lot of our Family Hope Center clients also participate in Project Hopes, or then they can somehow become, you know, once they transition from family coaching and decide to further their education, they can become a candidate for Family Pathways. And so they definitely intertwine. Buckner Project Hopes uses the Parents as Teachers curriculum and educates parents of children 0 to 5 years old, because those are the critical development years, and provides practical education for those parents you know, they're usually at-risk families, and they're assessed on how often they need to be visited. It is a very structured curriculum provided by that organization. We actually, this year, earned the endorsement. It's a prestigious endorsement from the Parents as Teachers National Association for as a Blue Ribbon affiliate. And it sets us apart, making us a top-performing home visiting affiliate with that program. And so we were real excited about that. The staff worked really hard to meet the criteria with a standards audit, and they really worked hard to earn that endorsement, and we're proud of that. The parent education is so critical for at-risk families. We do get a lot of referrals from the community, but we also get a lot of referrals from other nonprofit organizations and state agencies who are working with at-risk families, and it gives us an opportunity to go in and provide the education that the parents need to keep their family whole.
All right, very good. Shelley Smith, Wendy Roebuck, Buckner, East Texas, based in Longview, but covering a very wide area and part of the International Ministry of Buckner International, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and as we talk back and forth this morning, Shelley and Wendy, and as I listen to what you have to say, I think that it's probably important to note that this is all about individual cases. You have all these different things that you offer, and they intertwine to a certain extent, but it really comes down to tailoring whatever you do to the specific person or specific people that you're working with. That one-on-one factor just really seems to be a big and probably a very critical player in the work that you do.
It absolutely is. It's important to assess everybody's circumstances are different. And so every one of our family coaches, our parent educators, our case managers in foster care. I mean, so every program across the board is going to evaluate what that family needs, what services are going to be best for them, and how we can connect them with the appropriate resources.
All righty, and we have one more to go here, and that would be Buckner Westminster Place. That's part of a broad aspect of Buckner International. You have a long track record of working with senior citizens, and in Longview specifically, it's done through Buckner Westminster Place, your senior living community. There are a lot of senior living communities out there. East Texas has really become a magnet for that sort of thing. People who have grown up here all and lived here all their lives, and also people who come from out of state. But Buckner Westminster Place has its own little niche in that scheme of things. Tell us a little bit about Buckner Westminster Place, how it works, and what makes it attractive to our seniors.
Buckner Westminster Place, they've been a part of the Longview community for many years. They're well established. Providing services in a pandemic has been very difficult, but they have amazing leadership that's been able to really thrive in and provide safe and loving care for our senior community.
All righty. Oh, tell us a little bit about life at Buckner Westminster Place. What are the seniors doing? What keeps them busy? What makes them say, gee, I never want to leave here. This is where I want to spend the rest of my days.
I'm sure it's the amazing staff that we have and the services that are provided and the ability that they have, now that they're able to return to visiting with their families. It's a beautiful campus. And it's a loving and nurturing environment for those that are in that stage of life.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of activities to keep them busy and just different things to really make them feel as though their retirement is maybe not really so much of a retirement, but a way to sort of stay active and stay happy and healthy, it sounds like to me.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. Visiting with Shelley Smith and Wendy Roebuck with Buckner East Texas, part of Buckner International this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Phone number if you want to learn more, 903-757-9383, and the website is buckner.org/Longview. Now, Buckner Longview and the pandemic. This is just so important because, as we've learned over almost the past year, I hate to think of it, but so many of our nonprofits have been negatively impacted by this pandemic. They've had to cut back their services or offer services in ways that are just really not up to speed as far as what you'd really like to be doing. But most of the nonprofits, and I think all the ones we've visited with on this show, have found ways to work around that and keep providing services. As far as Buckner Longview and the pandemic, let's talk first about the Family Hope Center Project, Hopes and Family Pathways, and you've moved services and classes to a virtual format. Tell us a little bit about how that is working and how it has at least helped you fill the gap, even though you're not able to meet with people that much in person.
It was a smooth transition, honestly, for a lot of our programs. We immediately in March transitioned all of our ESL classes, our parenting classes, and all of our service offerings, our visits with our Family Hope Center and Family Pathways, family coaching, to a virtual format. We've learned a lot of lessons throughout the almost year of this pandemic on how to offer services virtually, how to optimize those, you know, when our children were receiving education online at the same time that we were trying to offer services, you know, access to internet, access to devices was a little bit of a challenge, but we were able to figure out means to overcome that and continue to offer all of our classes and services remotely.
All right, very good. And you mentioned a few minutes ago that you recently earned a prestigious endorsement from the Parents as Teachers National Center Incorporated as a Blue Ribbon affiliate, and don't need to go over all that again. I think it's worth noting, though, that you were able to do that in spite of the pandemic. I would imagine this really speaks pretty loudly to the way that Buckner has been able to continue to function, and how and your dedication to your charge, to your cause, in spite of all of those obstacles. Have you been kind of looking at it the same way?
Absolutely. We have an amazing program director that manages the Project Hopes program, and supervisor and educators, and they all really. The timing was crazy, but it was optimal, as they were in the process of doing the audit when the pandemic hit, to receive this endorsement. And so it actually allowed them the time to sit and focus and look at all of the 120 standards that they review. And you know, they did work really hard to be able to accomplish this and continue to offer those services.
Okay, moving on to foster care and adoption, and this has kind of been on my radar since we started talking about how you've been functioning during the pandemic. How does foster care and adoption work during this pandemic virtual period? I know you've been able to pull it off, but it seems like it would kind of present its whole new set of challenges. How have you been dealing with that?
Well, it did present a set of challenges, but we, our leadership stepped in and quickly put in a plan to help address those concerns and challenges. And then in starting in March, as Shelley said, through up until September, all of our check-ins with our social workers, counseling, our in-home visits were all moved to a virtual format. So that we could continue to serve the vulnerable children in our care. We also changed our pre-service training that I had mentioned earlier from completely in-person to completely virtual. So, you know, one thing we had to look at is we have these children that we need to serve. We have families that are willing to serve them. How can we continue to get them through this process so that we can meet the needs of vulnerable kids in our care? So, our training is still virtual. We have resumed in-home visits with our kids and with our families. But all of our team members wear PPE during the visit. And we have families complete a declaration form, and we have our staff complete a declaration form as well, just to make sure we aren't inadvertently exposing anyone or anything like that.
You bet. Shelley Smith, Wendy Roebuck, Buckner, East Texas, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And I also see that you implemented a virtual foster parent certification process so families can get their certification during the pandemic. That going pretty well for you?
It actually has been going very well. We're able to get a lot more people in the classes and still being able to be there for them to answer any questions, to address any scenarios that might come up. It's gone very well. We also have virtual information meetings twice a week, which has been very successful because those are statewide. And so families that either, you know, have to work or have to worry about childcare, they can attend kind of at their own convenience.
Okay, getting down to the last few minutes of the show, and we still have a pretty fair amount of ground to cover here. We'll try and work through it as quickly as we can. And again, refer people to the website for more information, buckner.org/longview. Phone number is 903-757-9383 for Buckner East, Texas. Coming up in Longview, you have spring programming at the Buckner Family Hope Center and registration for virtual classes. If you can tell us a little bit about that.
Right now, all of our virtual classes have just started. If you want more information about those opportunities, we have ESL, Faith and Finances, and a Bible study going on right now through the Family Hope Center. So they can just call our office or go to the website and get more information about how to get involved in those. Our Parent Project Hopes has started a new program called Parent Cafe. Their next Parent Cafe is on February 23rd. These are open to the public and the community for free. It's a virtual opportunity to sit and discuss parenting, to learn parenting skills, and for parents to discuss their challenges without, you know, guided information. And so to get information about that, we will be putting that information on our social media as well as on the website, or they can call our office always and get that information.
I want to go through these next couple of things fairly quickly here. It's nice to see that you're working with Pine Tree ISD, giving Valentine's gift bags to all your Family Pathways families, and you have a local group coming together in kindness, presenting Family Pathways families with monthly gifts to inspire them. It's always a nice touch to have outside agencies and school districts and things like that coming into the picture. I just wanted to make a quick note of that. Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month is coming up in April, and you feel this is also a good time to raise awareness across all Buckner programs. Tell us just a little about that, if you could. Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month coming up in April, and you say it's a good time to raise awareness of all the Buckner programs?
You go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't know which one of us you wanted to.
Either one is fine, and you sound great. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month is coming up in April. We do want to raise awareness in, obviously, foster care and adoption, because our kids come to us as a result of abuse or neglect, but also all the programs, because you know, they focus on prevention, and we want to be able to address any concerns or anything like that prior to a kid being removed. And that's what these other programs help with, is giving families the support that they need, the education they need, and the guidance they need to be able to help prevent child abuse.
Okay, and how the community can help, there are four bullet points here that I think we can go through fairly quickly. If you can just kind of run through those, we've already covered a little bit of it, but how can the community help, just briefly?
We are always in need of financial donations, as we are a nonprofit, and we run off of financial donations to help fund our Buckner programs. We also love corporate social responsibility options. Those are available. And more information about that is on our website. To become a certified foster family, it is a critical need at all times. And so we have our certification programs and information sessions that are publicized. And then we take donations such as school supplies and toiletries and food. We do that at random times throughout the year. And we advertise that on our social media or through other nonprofit agencies. And so If anyone's interested, again, they can just contact our office, and we'll be happy to get that information to them.
All right, and we just have a little bit of time left in the show, just enough time to remind you that we've been visiting with Wendy Roebuck and Shelley Smith with Buckner East Texas, buckner.org/longview, 903-757-9383 to get more information and to even become involved in the ministry if you so choose. Shelley, Wendy, great visiting with you this morning. Keep doing the great things you do. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Shelley Smith, Wendy Roebuck, Buckner East, Texas, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.